The logo of Ineos will appear on the back of the All Blacks shorts and on the front of their training gear after New Zealand Rugby signed a six-year sponsorship deal with the British Petrochemical Company. Over the years, the company has been fined several million dollars for violating environmental laws. New Zealand Rugby Chief Executive Mark Robinson is defending the sponsorship deal.
There's a whole range of people, fans, stakeholders that will have their views. As I said, we are really heartened by Ineos's commitment around the climate accord and the work they're doing, the plans and actions they have in place to work towards. And you're right, ultimately we have to balance all of that up with commercial imperatives and the way that we look to fund the game in the future.
However, Greenpeace campaigner Jaressa Lee says New Zealand Rugby has created a real dilemma.
Our island nations, including Aotearoa, are frontline to rising sea levels and extreme weather, and we want action on climate, but we also want to see our people living their dreams, donning the black jersey. Now they will carry the Ineos brand, and Ineos is one of the world's worst oil and plastic polluters.
Let's talk now with Bodo Lang, a senior lecturer in marketing at the University of Auckland Business School. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie.
When you heard this deal was done, what was your thought?
Look, I think it's not the ideal sponsorship partner for the All Blacks and certainly for New Zealand, because I think we have a global image of a green, clean country, and I think it's in our very best interest to defend that. And so from a very narrow-minded New Zealand Inc. perspective, I think it's probably not the ideal partner.
So why would New Zealand Rugby want to align itself in that case with Ineos?
Look, I think the key word there is, commercial imperative, I think, as we heard in the introduction. And I think at the end of the day, the commercial, the All Blacks are a commercial entity. You know, they're a sports brand and they need to make money. They've got players that need to be paid and they want to attract the best players. And in order to make all those wheels go around in a very small market with only 5 million people, you really need to have big sponsors. So it is a coup, to be honest, to have secured Ineos as a sponsor, because it is a large global brand, just from a commercial perspective. But from a wider environmental and sort of brand fit perspective, it's probably not the ideal partner. But it's really just about money.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it a good fit or is it just sort of commercial effectively? And I suppose how much also is this effectively just sports washing, if that's a term, or further sports washing? Because I know they sponsor several other sports teams and brands. Is this effectively about Ineos trying to leverage on a really big global brand to make their image somewhat more palatable?
Look, I think that's a fair comment. I think there's this concept called corporate social responsibility, and I think first in the 1980s, many large brands jumped onto this half-heartedly in an attempt to give them basically a tinge of a little bit more of a sustainable or palatable brand. And that was particularly important for big brands that were solely operating in just oil exploration, in one thing in particular, for example. And if you look at Ineos, they certainly have very strong interests in a number of sports. And some of them are very clean, if you like, sailing, cycling, but of course in all of these sports, there's a large audience, and that's what they're hoping to do. If they're hoping to spread the brand or increase the brand awareness of Ineos, and also associate it with sports that are not necessarily like Formula One, which is clearly gas and oil dependent, but that are also a little bit more cleaner.
There was an awful lot of reaction to this yesterday on social media, still is this morning. The oil blacks and all that kind of stuff being rolled out. Is there any chance of any blowback on the All Blacks because of this deal?
Look, I think at the end of the day, the All Blacks are a commercial brand, and their success as a sports brand and as a team really depends to a very large degree, not entirely, but to a very large degree on their sports performance on and off the field. So what the players do and, how they score, basically, and also off the field, of course. There is a small risk, I think, that if there was some environmental disaster that Ineos was involved in, that there is some carry-on effect onto the All Blacks brand. But I think in most people's minds, it's relatively clear that obviously the two are very separate and, one's a sponsor and the other one's the brand that's really doing the job on the field. But there is a small risk, I think it's fair to say.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Bodo Lang there, a senior lecturer in marketing from the Business School at the University of Auckland.